Talking now with Michael Kelsey, Executive VP, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, I guess what, 3 weeks of the legislative session is now in the books, behind us now. What really stuck out in your mind? What happened that was important for the cattle industry and for agriculture this last week?
Yeah, I think we are at 3 weeks. We did have a pause because of the weather. The House and the Senate didn't meet Wednesday and Thursday of this past week because of the weather. And so that's going to speed up this fourth week, which is a deadline week, and really kind of tick things up in intensity. And I think that's what we've seen in this session is the Senate kind of changed some of their internal rules before session began, which caused the first week to be incredibly active. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a change. And so, boy, we came out of the gate to kind of like a quarter horse at a full sprint and right into the legislative agenda, right into committee meetings and so forth. I think what we've seen that I'm very optimistic about for the beef cattle industry is the momentum, the positive momentum regarding medical marijuana. If we look at it as a whole, there's a lot of positive momentum for us in rural Oklahoma regarding this important issue. I think we've got a lot of alignment within the barnyard, if you will, within the agriculture community. We've got a lot of friends within the legislature who are in full agreement that there needs to be a lot of attention paid to this very important issue. Now, as I've shared at our district meetings, this is a big elephant we're trying to eat here. And so we're not, number one, we're not going to get it all eaten in one setting. And number two, we have to be very precise about how we do this or we'll get choked and maybe not get anything done if we're not careful. So, but I think we have a lot of positive momentum moving forward on this important issue to make some good policy decisions and long-term policy decisions for rural Oklahoma regarding this very, very important issue about medical marijuana.
On marijuana, what are the one or two things that you really have as the top priorities to accomplish this session?
Yeah, there's a good number, actually, of top priorities. Certainly, we need to look at the permit fee, and I think there's momentum to do that. We've got good momentum regarding some of the liability definitions, whether it be herbicide application or some of those types of issues. The regulatory environment as a whole regarding marijuana, I think we're going to make some good strides on, and that's going to look like some different things, possibly, whether it be placing OMMA in its own agency or building it within more, giving it more authority, if you will, within itself, such as things like before a permit is issued and an inspection has to occur, and some of those types of things. And again, some of this may change a little bit in terms of how it looks or exactly what form it goes through, but again, a lot of our top priorities as an agriculture community are being addressed positive. I think we've got positive momentum to get them addressed and to move forward in that fashion.
Beyond marijuana, anything else that you saw kind of, you know, really jump up for week three or has to be done in week four?
Yeah, it's going to be the tax policy issues are going to come forward. So this next week, I look for some discussion on assessors, county assessors within the ad valorem environment and so forth. We've already seen a fair bit of debate on the grocery tax. There remains to be seen kind of how the income tax discussion is going to go this session. We've seen a few bills that have passed and a few more that are up, and so that's something we're watching very closely. Those tax policy decisions are very important as to how they may affect ad valorem and or other revenue sources or potential revenue sources in the future. So I still think that, you know, for us policy guys out there that like to watch this, there's still a lot of time and a lot of the game to be played, if you will. We've got a long way before the end of the session. And so a lot of those types of issues that we're going to work on and have to watch for and have an opportunity to make some positive momentum, I think, in some cases.